the crews are in service and they will be going very shortly out onto the remaining, what will be just one more stage in this event. Special Stage 5 has been cancelled due to an incident involving at least one, possibly two spectators. So it's just one stage to go. And the story from the rally, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, the tarmac champions lead by 7.2 seconds ahead of Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan in another Volkswagen Polo GTI R5. Over that last stage, which was at Tully Begley, Special Stage 4, well, it was Kelly who ate a little bit into Devine's lead, which had been over 9 seconds previously, 9.6 at one stage, but it was a case of 5.25.5 for Eamon Kelly, 5.28.2 for Callum Devine. Now, Declan Boyle and John McCafferty, who had a puncture earlier on in the first stage, well, they are third in the Citroën C3 Rally 2. They were quickest over Special Stage 4, 5.25.4. They're 6.9 seconds behind Kelly, 14.1 seconds behind the leader, Callum Devine, as we go into what will be just one more stage this afternoon. It was a six-stage rally. It's now been reduced to five stages. In fourth place overall, we have Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson in another Citroën C3 Rally 2, a 5.26.5, their time over Special Stage 4. And they are 4.4 seconds behind third. In fifth, Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in the Volkswagen Polo. They are 25.9 seconds off fourth. And then in sixth, and also leading the modified, Declan Gallagher, the Ardra man, with Gavin Doherty doing the pace notes in the Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive. Sixth overall, leading Class 14, the modified. And they're just 4.8 seconds behind Michael Boyle. In seventh, we've Aidan Ray and Niall Burns in the Volkswagen Polo GTI R5. In eighth, Mark Alcorn and Donal McAleenie having a great run in the Ford Escort Mark II, second overall in the modified. In ninth, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney in a Citroën C3 Rally 2. And making up the top 10, Kevin Gallagher and Aidan Gallagher in the Hyundai i20 R5. Big support for them out locally. 10th overall for them. And, well, we've had plenty of thrills and spills, all sorts of drama, a number of competitors getting punctures in that first stage, including the two Boyles. And we've had Kevin Eaves in the last stage. Well, he went off the road. He had a puncture and ended up hitting the side of a stone shed, which lost him a lot of time and put him well out of contention for the modified. Conditions sunny and dry, but the roads wet from overnight rain, and they've remained wet throughout the afternoon, and it's been difficult for all the crews in terms of getting grip, and certainly soft slicks were on in that first stage for many of the drivers. So one stage to go as they will head out shortly from service. And the story is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan have a lead of 7.2 seconds ahead of Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan, with Declan Boyle and John McCafferty in third. In the modified, it's Declan Gallagher and Gavin Doherty who lead the way. Mark Alcorn and Donal McAleenie second there, and Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, after a difficult start, well, they are 12th overall. They improved by one position in the overall standings after Special Stage 4 in the distinctive Darien T90 GTR, and they are third in the modified as we go into what will be one more stage before they head to the finishing ramp. So that's the situation here. In service at PCC in Falkara, as I hand back to you, it's looking good for Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan.